Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning, and as always, it's time for our Insights into Insurance program with Americana Insurance. Mike Whitus along with you, and Tom Sorensen got away from the Bermuda shorts that he was wearing last weekend, and kind of a little cooler, wet day today, Tom.
It is, and if I could only have that weather back that we had last weekend.
Easter weekend was a lot of people were out and about and enjoying the weather, and you know, it's kind of, if you don't like the weather in Minnesota, just wait a day, because today it's a wet, cold day. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy, but it'll be warming up, but then it's going to turn to rain again next week.
And right.
That's not good for
Yeah, you talk about last weekend and Saturday morning. We had a men's breakfast at our church. Listened to a great speaker, former Viking. I went home and started working outside. I suppose it was 9 o'clock and didn't get in till, I think me and my son got in and actually sat down and to relax about 7:30 that night. So we got a lot of things done. So
a lot of things done in the yard. It was great. Yeah. And then everyone enjoyed a beautiful Easter weekend. And now we've got this today. So you know what? You just take it day by day.
It really is. At this time of year, it is day by day. Yes.
And yes, snow is in the forecast for late tonight. So if you did go out and buy the petunias, you might want to cover those up, because we could see a low tonight around 28 degrees. Ouch.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. So cover up your petunias, Tom.
All right.
Let's jump into our program today. And we do not have an email from a listener, but we are in April. Believe it or not, next weekend, it's already the first part of May.
Yes.
But April is something that we need to discuss, because people will say, well, why are you talking about this within an insurance program? Well, April is National Call Before You Dig Month.
Yeah, call before you dig. So before you dig anything, Mike, out in your yard or anywhere, safe digging projects are as easy as calling 811.
That's
not 911, 811.
Gopher State One Call, and it's open 24 hours a day. You'll see those cars driving around that have the little orange lights, and they say locator. That is part of a Gopher State One Call.
Yes.
And it is a law.
It is. And so why are we doing this show? Yes, you're right. April is National Call Before You Dig Month. And if you're planning a project that involves digging, remember, state law requires you to call 811 at least 2 business days in advance. So why am I bringing this up? Well, first of all, April is the awareness month. We're almost out of April, but I don't think there's probably, just because of how the weather has been, there probably hasn't been too much digging going on in people's yards, but they're going to be really going hot and heavy here on putting who knows going, you know, into their yards. And
people think when they hear, oh, Gopher State One Call,
right?
Well, I'm not doing any planting, but I'm going to put up a fence in my yard.
Right.
Any digging.
Any digging. Yeah. Yeah. So no matter where you live, the gas, electrical, cable, TV, water, and sewer lines that serve you may be underground. So much of this stuff is going underground nowadays.
Absolutely. And folks, you have to kind of put your roadmap together. We've talked about roadmaps with Americana Insurance, putting those puzzle pieces together and putting your plan in place to make sure you're covered. This falls right in that same area, because plan ahead. It does take 2 days before all of the different utilities, be it electric or gas or your cable or the city water, to mark that location. And keep in mind, you should see different color flags, and we'll get into the different colored flags, but just because maybe the water company came out and marked that area, there's other utilities there as well.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And speaking of colored flags, Mike, we can do a little education piece on what those colored flags are. You know, I used to always wonder, well, why is a yellow flag? Why is it red flag? Why is, you know, white flag? What does these flags mean? You know, even though I would call it Gopher One and I'd see these flags, to me it was like, I'll just stay away from that area. Okay, but I guess I didn't know what the actual different colored flags meant.
And when you do call the Gopher State One call, they are going to ask you some locations ahead of time. If you know your longitude, your latitude location, your address, a cross street, anybody that has called Gopher State One call, you kind of know how the system works. But first off, Tom, if you see a white flag out on your lawn.
The white flag basically is the area of proposed excavation. So you could even do that yourself. So if you call Gopher One, you could get a flag or even probably paint, you know, and tell them this is where I'm going to be doing my digging. And then next one is pink. Pink stands for temporary survey markings. Okay.
You see a lot of red flags.
Oh, yeah. There. Red flags is a big one, and that's electric. Okay, Mike? Electric. So obviously, you don't want to be digging in and hitting something that's electric. So that could be a little electrifying. So,
and the people will. I'll tell you a little story, but let's keep going on the colors. Yellow is another one that is gas, oil, propane.
Yep, yellow. That is yellow. The orange is communication. So like your cable TV, fiber optics, things like that. That's what orange stands for.
Then you'll see a blue flag out
blue.
In your area.
Yep. And blue stands for water. Makes sense.
Yes, huh? It does.
Yeah. So, again, watch out for the blue. Well, any of these, purple, reclaimed water irrigation. Reclaimed. I guess I don't know exactly what that means, but I've got this information from Gopher One, actually. And so reclaimed water irrigation. Oh, I guess it would be something that's coming in through another water source is my guess.
Right, and irrigation as well. You can have an irrigation coming up and actually mark where your irrigation system is lined up.
Right. And then green. This is the one you really got to watch out for, Mike, especially over at your house.
Yeah, that's the sewer line. You don't want to hit a sewer line.
No, don't want to hit a sewer line. So.
You know, and of all of these, Tom, a little experience for those folks who may not know, I was in the landscape business plenty of decades ago, but at that time, Gopher State One call wasn't anything. You kind of took the word of the homeowner and said, you know, where does your gas line run as we're putting in landscaping? And they'd say, well, it's running off the corner here. You'll be fine. Lo and behold, true story. I actually dug a plant in and hit the gas line, and that's a scary situation, folks. So now with Gopher State One call, please, you need to call in advance. Doesn't matter if you're landscaping, if you're going to put a tree in, if you're putting a fence line. Any digging, you have to call Gopher State.
You know, Mike, I got kind of an experience story myself, and it's me. I was the idiot. Which
that makes two of us.
Yeah. not too hard to believe, right, listeners?
Exactly.
Anyway, I was actually pulling out bushes. Okay, again, it's not necessarily a digging thing, okay, but I was pulling out some bushes from my house. And this, again, was quite a while ago, back when I first moved into my house. Probably 2001, I think, is when we moved in there. But I was pulling them out they were
chain in a truck?
Chain in a truck, okay? And, you know, didn't do the Gopher One state call, you know, and all of a sudden we were trying to pull it. Thank God they were in there so deep, the roots, that I couldn't get it out, okay? And I found out that there were gas lines underneath and in those roots, you know?
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous, yeah. So from that day forward, I have called Gopher State One every single time I dig.
That number is 811. Tom, let's take a quick break here. We're going to talk as far as what happens if you do hit one of these lines and you haven't called as far as insurance is concerned. We'll talk about that when we come back from our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
For all your farm sides, call Americana Insurance Group, your Nationwide Elite Farm Certified Agency in Albert Lea and Wells today.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program. Mike White is your host on this Saturday morning, along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. We're talking about making sure that you call. Go for State One Call. That number again is 811. They're open 24 hours a day. You have to plan ahead when you're digging. So, Tom, what happens if you don't call?
Yeah, well, let's discuss that and what could happen. You know, there's a lot of scenarios that can happen here. You know, what if you hit that gas line and house blowing up, or worse yet,
shutting neighborhood. Yeah.
Neighborhood down, you know, shut or cutting, you know, basically blowing up a house or a neighbor. I mean, there could be lives at stake, okay? So obviously, we want to keep people safe, okay? Or let's just say you cut lines to houses.
A fiber line.
For fiber line or cable, electric. The question would be is, and people don't think about this, is how will your insurance respond, okay? All right, first of all, anything, if there's a liability claim, the expenses could be huge if somebody loses a life. Again, who cares about money? But I mean, yep. Someone lost their life. But again, there could be a lawsuit, and you could, there could be quite a lawsuit. Okay. What if you cut a fiber optic line, and businesses are out of business or can't do business or things like that? And then there's a big cost to fix this line. Okay. We're talking, it could be thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars that could be exposed if you do something like this, okay? And again, I'm not saying that everybody's got those in their yard. I don't know. You know, we don't know really what we have.
We don't know it, and you can't assume that the previous homeowner tells you, oh, there's nothing in the front yard. You're good to dig.
And right.
You have to call that Gopher State One Call. 811 will save you time. It'll save you thousands, if not more, in dollars. Because, Tom, let's be honest, if you look at a homeowner's policy, one of the things they're going to look up and they're going to say, I want to add that onto my insurance policy in case I hit something.
Right.
Well, if you don't dial Gopher State One Call, you are knowingly breaking the law.
There you go, Mike, and you just said it. Okay. So you're knowingly breaking the law. Okay. So in your insurance policy, the contract that everybody doesn't really understand or know, okay, it states in there that basically if you're going to break the law, that they aren't, that you don't have, you aren't going to probably have coverage, okay? So intentionally, so you and people knowing that you're supposed to call 911, it's the law, and you intentionally break the law and something does happen, again, you could potentially incur an expense that will not be covered under insurance.
And, Tom, for those folks that say, I called Gopher State One Call. They came out, they marked the area, and I still hit something. That's a whole different story, and that's a whole other program, actually,
that
we could go on.
Right. But yeah. No, you're right. Exactly, Mike. And so you have taken the necessary steps, okay, of doing what you're supposed to do. Now you're talking where there would probably be coverage because you actually did exactly what you were supposed to do.
That's a calling Gopher State One Call, 811. Tom, before we wrap up our show, of course, if someone would like to reach out to Americana Insurance, they can do so by...
Yes, they can call us at 507-377-2000, or they can email me at insights@americanainsurance.com.
And, of course, today being Saturday, a big event going on at Albany High School.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, please stay safe tonight. The kids, stay safe. But mom and dad, all I can tell you is, Don't feel like you're being a jerk to your kids by checking up on them, okay? They are your kids. It's and you're checking up on them because you love them.
That's right.
Please
tough
stay safe.
Love sometimes.
Tough
but,
love.
Folks, be safe. And kids, you're listening in as well. Don't be afraid to call your parents if something would happen or you get in a predicament
right.
that you don't want to be in. They
Absolutely.
Are your parents. They're going to understand, and they're going to understand if you call before something does happen.
Absolutely. Nowadays, it's almost you can't have the excuse, well, I couldn't get a hold of you or anything. I mean, we're so hooked up with communication devices that there's
mobile devices are
exactly,
there.
Exactly. So,
all right, Tom. Hopefully, we'll enjoy the weather tomorrow.
Yes, let's hope so. Yeah. The last thing on the prom, but have fun.
Absolutely. That's Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. I'm Mike Whitus. That'll wrap up our Saturday Insights into Insurance on 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.